if freedom fails. We'd like to take you on a visit to a town that doesn't exist. A town we call Springfield, USA. We'd like to show you how things would be in any American town if communism took over. This is a story about the medical profession, about how hospitals are run under a communist regime. David Bryan stars in Prescription for Murder.
Dr. Brooks' office? Yes. Yes, Mrs. Marlowe. All right, we can give you an appointment at 3:30 next Friday. Yes. Goodbye. Mr. Crane?
Yes?
Dr. Brooks will see you now. The door on the left.
Thank you.
Dr. Brooke?
Well, Mr. Crane, didn't expect to see you back so soon. How are you feeling?
Lousy.
Oh, come on now. You were coming along nicely the last time you were here. Unbutton your shirt, please.
Still got some pains in my chest. And my throat hurts.
Now, breathe deeply. All right. Now exhale. In again. Let it out. Now cough. Let me see your tongue. Wider, please. All right.
Well, doctor?
Well, I can't understand it, Crane. Didn't you take the medicine I prescribed?
No.
What?
I said I didn't take it.
Mr. Crane, I can't help you if you don't want to help yourself. Oromycin is the one thing that can help you. You'd have been cured by
now. Dr. Brooke, have you tried to have a prescription filled lately?
I know. I have sample supplies here. Why?
I'm not a member of the Communist Party.
And what difference does that make?
Look, Doctor, we're under a new form of government here in America, communism. It's becoming increasingly difficult for anyone who isn't a communist to get anything. Food, clothing, and medicine.
Do you mean to tell me they refuse to give you the oromycin that I prescribed?
No. No, not exactly. When I presented the prescription, they asked me for my party card. That's common procedure now, you know. And I told them I wasn't a member. They suddenly discovered they didn't have any oromycin. They gave me these instead.
What are they?
You asking me?
Oh? Would you mind leaving them with me? I'll have them analyzed.
I'm glad to. They're not doing me any good.
But you can't go in there. Dr. Brooke has a patient.
I have no time to wait.
Oh, I'm sorry, doctor. He wouldn't wait.
That's all right, Kathy. Kathy, do you have a duplicate of the prescription I gave Mr. Crane last week?
Yes, I do, doctor.
Give him a few capsules from our stock.
Yes, sir.
Crane, check back with me at the end of the week. Kathy will give you an appointment.
Thanks, doctor.
Mr. Stark, I believe. The police.
That's right. I was in last week.
Yes, I recall. Bronchitis, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Let's see your throat. Yeah, it seems perfectly clear. Let's try your pulse.
Well, I think it's all cleared up, doctor. I feel fine.
Yes, you seem all right. I'm somewhat surprised.
Don't you have faith in your own curative powers, doctor?
Of course, but without the medicine I prescribed, I don't see how you managed to recover so fully.
What do you mean, without the medicine? I took the capsules as you directed.
You mean your prescription was filled?
Of course. I received an ample supply of whatever you call them.
Oromycin.
Yeah.
Well, that's strange. The man who just left here said he couldn't get any. The supply was gone.
Oh, him. Well, you forget, I'm an officer in the party.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, there are all sorts of advantages to being a party member, doctor. Now, a famous surgeon like yourself, you could go far.
No, thanks, Mr. Stark. I'm quite contented as I am.
Oh, that's too bad. Then you won't like the news that I bring.
Now what?
As head of the local division of the police, I must tell you that the Ministry of Public Health has asked you to be transferred to Springfield Hospital. We feel that your private practice is not in keeping with our program of controlled medical care.
I am quite familiar with that program, and I am not interested in it. Now, if you don't mind, I have a great many appointments today.
Please report to Dr. Holmes at the hospital on Monday when you begin your work there.
I said I have no desire...
They'll be expecting you. See that all of your equipment is moved over to the hospital by that time, or it'll be moved for you.
Now, see here.
If you don't comply with the report, your license to practice medicine will be revoked, and you may find yourself in grave trouble. Good day, Dr. Brooks.
I'd like to see Dr. Holmes.
Your name, please.
Dr. Brooks. Gilbert Brooks.
Oh, yes, doctor. Please go right in. He's expecting you.
Dr. Holmes?
Yes, come in.
I'm Dr. Brooks. I understand that I am now on the staff of this hospital.
Oh, yes. You're the one the Ministry of Health recommended. We need good surgeons here. Critical shortage of capable men. Glad you decided to join us.
I didn't decide to join you.
Well, whatever the reason, it no longer matters. Now, I want you to listen to me and understand me. You are no longer in private practice. You are working in a state hospital, and I am the director of the hospital. Your orders will come from me. You will do what I tell you, when I tell you, and how I tell you. Is that clear?
Dr. Holmes, if that's a sample of your attitude, I don't think...
Precisely. You don't think. From now on, I shall do your thinking for you. Your days of society medicine are over. From now on, you're working for the people.
May I please know my assignment, Dr. Holmes?
Yes. For the time being, you'll be an advisor on the staff.
Advisor? But I'm a practicing surgeon,
Doctor. You may make suggestions which the staff may act on if they desire. You may also give some lectures.
Dr. Holmes, I don't claim to be a great surgeon, but as you well know, I'm the only specialist in my field in this part of the country. There are some cases which not every doctor is capable of handling. I certainly feel I should be given the opportunity
If you wish, you may look through the hospital now. Anything you wish to do or to say, you will clear with me first. Good day.
This is the inpatient waiting room, Doctor. This is where we receive our cases each day. The examining rooms are down the hall there.
I'm afraid I don't understand. We've already visited an inpatient room.
Well, the first one is for members of the party and a few selected officials. There's a list of persons who may be treated through that part of the hospital. I'll see that you get a copy.
Collins, sickness doesn't choose the people it will strike. I see no reason why...
I don't make policy in the hospital, Doctor, and incidentally, I strongly suggest that you learn to follow the procedures as they are outlined. I don't think that you can change our whole operating procedure simply because you were privileged to pursue your own practice.
Collins, I'll thank you to remember you're an intern. You're talking to a surgeon...
Oh, now, don't give me that. The idea that doctors and surgeons are gods went out of vogue 10 years ago. Communism has put you in your proper place, and don't you forget it.
And you are the material from which the state expects to make a doctor. My, you haven't as much chance...
Now, don't let that concern you, Doctor. I'll have my M.D. by the end of this month.
Collins, I'm not as stupid as you think. I happen to know that your medical exam was one of the worst of the lot. You missed more than half the questions... Even with the revised test, which any druggist could pass.
Well, now, there's something you don't know. I passed the political education exam without a hitch. And that's what counts. Well, I don't have time to gossip with you. The tour is over. If you have any problems, give me a buzz.
Doctor. Dr. Brooke.
Kathy, what are you doing here?
Please, let's get out of this hall. I'm not supposed to talk with you.
Yeah, let's step into one of these examining rooms. What's the matter?
Doctor, it's just terrible. I've been assigned to the nursing staff here. I didn't want to come, but they made me.
I'm sorry, Kathy. I know how you feel. I didn't realize how badly a hospital could deteriorate. And all it took was 5 years under the Communist Ministry of Health.
You haven't seen the worst of it. The operating room, it's terrible.
Collins took me through, but there wasn't anything going on.
They operate only 2 days a week, and then they operate all at once.
But that's impossible. They certainly can't put septic and the septic cases together.
Yes, they do. And the sanitation, it's horrible. I've been here only a week, but it's a nightmare. You'll understand when you begin your work.
I don't know when that'll be. Dr. Holmes tells me I'm to be an advisor and a teacher. I'm getting my instructions this afternoon.
Dr. Brooke, you've met Mr. Collins?
Yes. Yes, I have.
And we'll get down to business. As you know, the medical school is located here in the hospital. That makes it easier for the students to get a close-hand picture of our work. Now, the course takes 18 months.
18 months?
Yes, 18 months. The classes, which you will conduct, begin at 8:30 in the morning till 11. On the 2 days that we operate, they are permitted to watch the operations. So the actual time you'll spend in instruction will be 2.5 hours a day, 3 days a week.
May I ask the exact qualifications for a medical degree and how the tests are conducted?
Mr. Collins, if you please.
Well, 20 medical questions are given to students about a week in advance of the tests. We ask them 8 of the questions. The time limit is 15 minutes.
Is that all?
Well, then, of course, there's the political education test, which usually lasts 4 hours.
There's one more thing, Brooke. From time to time, some of the students will miss a few of the medical questions.
Do you mean to tell me that a student receives his test paper a week in advance and still cannot answer 8 questions?
Occasionally it happens. The political education does not leave much time for outside study. In the event a student should miss some of the medical questions, you will wait until the results of the political tests are published.
And then?
If he passes in political education, he will be graduated.
Come in. Kathy, come in.
Dr. Brooke, you must help me.
What is it, Kathy?
This hospital, I can't stand it any longer. Look at me. Look at my uniform.
Why don't you get a clean one?
Every doctor and nurse is entitled to one clean uniform each day. We use the same gowns, the same gloves for all the operations.
Kathy, there's not much I can do. I'd like to help you, but I'm...
Dr. Brooke, I... Nurse, what are you doing here?
Why, I...
I sent for Dr. Holmes.
Nurses are not permitted contact with the doctors without express permission of the head nurse.
I'm sorry.
Dr. Brooke, I'm taking you out of the school. You will begin tomorrow to show some of our doctors some of the more advanced technical operations, so they may widen their scope in this field.
How long will this course be?
There won't be any course. You will show them the techniques of various major operations as they come up, and they will handle them after that.
Am I to understand that they are to perform an operation after watching me only once?
That is correct. You will begin tomorrow morning in the operating room at 6 a.m.,
I'd like to see the patient first.
That won't be necessary.
Won't be necessary? How do you expect me to operate without examining the patient first? And what is the nature of the operation?
As a matter of fact, I can't tell you that either. I don't know who you'll operate on or for what. Never can tell what'll crop up.
But I must know what instruments to order, and I must
be in the operating room tomorrow morning at 6, ready to operate.
They don't bother much with formalities here, do they?
It's much worse than you think. But if it's any consolation to you, I'm on duty in the operating room tomorrow. I'll find out what I can about your patient.
Good morning, nurse. Where's Dr. Brooke?
I don't know. He isn't here yet.
No. No, of course he's not. And his patient is on the last table there.
Nurse.
Yes, doctor.
Forceps, please.
Here you are, doctor.
Here's another case. Put him over near the end.
We need more sutures.
There aren't any more sutures. Use something else. Where's Dr. Brooke?
I'm here. Which is my patient?
Here comes another patient. The nurse will help you.
It's a goiter case. The last on the table over there.
Yeah, let's go take a look at her. By the way, are you assigned to me?
I'm assigned to everybody. I'm the only nurse on duty.
One nurse for 5 doctors?
Yes.
Good. And where are my instruments?
All the doctors use the same ones. They're on the table.
Nurse, please.
Coming, doctor. Here's your patient. You'd better get started, doctor. I'll help you all I can.
Good morning. How do you feel?
Not very good, doctor. Will I be all right?
Oh, I think so. Open wide, please. Nurse?
Minute, please.
It pains so, doctor.
Yes, doctor.
There's no charge for this woman. I'll give you a pulse and respiration. You write it down for me.
I can't do that, doctor. The doctors have to take care of all that. See, here come the other 2 doctors. My hands are full.
I don't believe it. This is a nightmare.
There's oxygen here.
How can they operate on 5 people at one time in one room with one nurse?
Do the best you can. We have 15 more cases to operate on by 1 o'clock.
Nurse, get over here. Get this oxygen going.
Yes, yes, I'm coming. Doctor, I'm scared. What's wrong?
There's nothing to worry about. Here, I'll hold this over your nose. You count till you reach 100.
All right, doctor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Kathy, quick, give me an intestinal needle.
Doctor, they're all broken.
Broken?
Yes. Dr. Baird tried to use what we had, but they were the wrong kind. He broke them all, trying to force them into the tissue of the patient.
Well, I must have some immediately. Surely there must be some spares.
They only keep enough in the operating room for just one day. I'll try to get some from the storeroom.
Well, hurry.
Dr. Brooke, are you still here?
Well, that's a stupid question, even from you.
Oh, come now, you're overworked. I forgot this is your first day.
Yes, my first day. And what a day.
I looked over some of the patients you operated on. Not bad work.
Not bad work. It's pure butchery. Look at this man. His stomach is wide open. And we ran out of intestinal needles. I hope the anesthetic holds until we can get some.
Oh, you worry too much. None of the patients we've had are of any importance. I don't even know why we bother with them.
You will lead your lives and practice your art in uprightness and honor.
What's that?
A line from Hippocrates. But I don't suppose you'd remember.
Something seems to be wrong with your patient, Doctor.
Quick, give me one of those needles.
Doctor, we can't get the needles until we fill out this form.
It's all right, Kathy. We don't need them now.
You are listening to Prescription for Murder, starring David Bryan. A story of the way things could be if communism took over. A picture of what life would be like under a communist regime in an ordinary American town. A town we call Springfield, USA.
I don't know what's the matter with him. His name was on the call sheet to operate yesterday and he didn't come in. I talked to him, and he said he refused to operate.
Refused to operate. We'll see about that.
Yes, doctor?
Send in Dr. Brooke.
Yes, sir.
Perhaps it will take some time for him to get used to conditions here. Come in, Dr. Brooke.
Good morning.
Now, what seems to be the trouble? I'm told you refused to do any operations yesterday or today.
That is correct. And I intend to do no more until some changes are made.
Put your suggestions in writing. I will consider them, but you must continue to work.
Nobody can order me to commit murder. And to operate under the conditions in your surgical department is pure murder.
You have always had a private practice. You just do not understand the workings of a large hospital.
Who is responsible if an accident occurs and the patient dies?
You are. Do you refuse to cooperate?
Yes. But since this is a communist hospital, let's call a meeting of the whole staff and I'll present my ideas. Then we can decide by vote whether they can be tried out.
We do not call meetings to present wishes or demand changes. We call meetings to decide how we can best obey orders and to criticize our faults. Now, you do as I suggest. Put your ideas in writing and I will consider them. In the meantime, you will continue on in the operating room, effective immediately.
Kathy, what are you doing here?
I'm sorry, but I had to come here, Doctor. I have Mr. Crane with me.
Who? My good heavens. Come inside, both of you. Bring him into the living room. Now, here, on the sofa. Mr. Crane. Mr. Crane, can you hear me?
You remember me, Doc?
Yes, of course. Here, drink this. You'll feel better.
That's good. Help me up.
Here, put this pillow behind you. There. Oh, Doctor, I hate to break in on you in your home, but I didn't know what else to do.
Get my kit over there on the desk. Let's get your pulse. Crane, what's this all about?
Doc, I've been trying to get to see you for weeks. They wouldn't let me.
Who wouldn't?
Interns at the hospital. I don't have a party card. They said
Here you are, Doctor.
Get the thermometer. Go on, Crane.
After I saw you last, 2-3 months ago, I kept getting worse. My wife took care of me as well as she could. Now she's gone.
Put this in your mouth.
They sent her someplace.
Don't talk. Kathy, come into the hall a moment.
Will he be all right, do you think?
He's half dead. Advanced liver pneumonia. I could see it when he walked in. He should be in a hospital.
The Springfield Hospital?
Yes. Oh, I don't know, Captain.
Well, isn't there anything we can do for him?
I don't know. I don't have any supplies here. They took them all. Where's his wife?
She died last week in childbirth at our hospital.
Where did you find him?
At the hospital. He's been in the waiting room day after day, trying to get in to see his wife and to get himself taken care of.
Well, maybe I can get him in. At least I'll be able to keep an eye on him. Let's go see him. Well, you're looking better already. Let's see your temperature. Pour another drink, Kathy.
Why did my wife die, Doctor?
I don't know. I didn't know she was in the hospital.
They called me in. They asked me if I wanted them to use penicillin to save her. I told them to do anything they could to save her.
Go on, Payne.
You know what they wanted? A card. Are you a member of the Communist Party, they asked me. No, I told them I wasn't. They said I'd have to pay for the penicillin. $500, they said.
$500?
I told them I'd get what I could. Every day I brought them a little more money. I worked. I stole. I even killed a man, Doctor. Then I ran into your nurse and she told me. My wife died over a week ago. Died. She's dead.
Kathy, do you know who the men are who took that money from him?
I think so. One of them was Collins. The other's a new doctor there.
A grisly business. Kathy, take to my room and make him as comfortable as you can. All this butchery has gone far enough. I'm going to see that something is done about it.
Doctor, you're early. What's wrong?
Crane, when I got up this morning, he'd left my house. He's practically a walking corpse. Oh. Have you seen him?
Well, no. I was just going to register the new patients. They're all in the waiting room. Perhaps he's in there.
Let's go.
Why would he come here? He knows they won't treat him, and he knows his wife is dead.
I don't know, but if he doesn't get some proper care soon, he...
Here. No, it's too crowded. Oh, look, there's the new doctor, there with Collins.
Oh, yes, Why, that's Jim Caldwell. He was bought from practice years ago. What's he doing here in this...
Well, he's the one that Crane was talking about. The one who was taking money from you.
I'm not very surprised. Well, I guess Crane isn't...
Mr. Collins, aren't you ready to see me?
There he is.
Yes.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Crane. Still looking for your wife?
Well, now, she's coming along just fine, just fine. She'll be out in a few weeks now.
That's fine. Fine. I have a little present here for you and for Dr. Caldwell.
Hi, that's very nice. Crane, don't. Crane, don't.
Don't, no! No!
I've got to get to him. He's fainted. He'll be trampled to death. Please let us through.
Please stand back. Please. Crane. I'll get one of the interns. We have an oxygen tent. Maybe we...
Never mind, Jesse. He'll get to see his wife after all.
Dr. Brooks, what do you mean by bursting into my office?
Dr. Holmes, this is Mr. Stark of the police.
Yes, I know Mr. Stark.
Good morning, Dr. Holmes.
Is there something I can do for you, Stark?
I don't know. Dr. Brooks insisted that I come along. All I'm here for is to find out about the shooting this morning.
Most unfortunate thing. Two of our finest doctors.
Do you know why they were shot, Dr. Holmes? Did you know they had been accepting money for medicine? Your two finest doctors were taking money from Crane. A medicine for his wife, who died over a week ago.
I am not responsible for their actions. However, if you have any proof of your accusations...
Proof? Look around you, Doctor. 5 years ago, before we received our liberation...
before we were gifted with new freedoms by communism, the Springfield Hospital was a model of efficiency in modern medicine. Now look at it. 3 years under communism have made it a butchery shop, a mockery.
Dr. Brooke, I'm beginning to weary of your talk. The trouble with you is you're living in the past. Conditions are what they are, and you can't change them. I think it's time, Dr. Holmes, that you explain to our friend here just what the policy of the party is.
Policy of the party?
Yes. Of necessity, Dr. Holmes and I must work quite closely from time to time. There are reasons for everything you see and for the things you must do. Reasons which are dictated by the needs of the state. I think perhaps Dr. Holmes can explain it better than I. Doctor?
Very well. This is the policy of this hospital and of every hospital in the United Soviet States of America. This is the policy straight from the top. Hear it and understand it. Now, we have dispensed with the sloppy humanitarian viewpoint that wastes valuable time and material on useless dregs of humanity merely because they are sick. We have only one interest and one duty, to keep fit those who are of value to our communist state. These are the ones who will get our attention and our best care. We are not interested in the bourgeois majority who clutter up this country. They must die anyhow before we can build a worldwide communist freedom. To help them prolong their lives by adequate medical care would not only be a waste, but it would retard progress. Now we know that you will never be any good to this hospital or the state. Your license to practice medicine is revoked. Leave this hospital and do not return.
You have just heard what would happen to a member of the medical profession under a communist regime. You have just heard how a hospital would be operated in a country dominated by the communist. You think this could not happen? It did happen in the city of Luanfu in the communist-dominated country of China. It did happen to Dr. Ernest M. Lippe, M.D. Dr. Lippe and his nurse, Sigrid Bernielsen, were ordered out of Red China. You've been listening to If Freedom Fails, starring David Bryan as Dr. Gilbert Brooke, with Herb Butterfield as Dr. Holmes in Prescription for Murder. Will Wright was Stark and Lynn Allen was Kathy. Others in the cast were Herb Ellis, Margaret Kelly, Hal Goodwin, Jack Carroll, and Lamont Johnson. Music was composed by Earl Lawrence, with musical direction by Michelle Perrier. Prescription for Murder was written for If Freedom Failed by Henry Covell, produced and directed by Will Scott. Sergeant Lloyd Iyer speaking. This program has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.